Good morning, everyone. Greetings in Jesus' name. Truly a blessing to be with God's people and look into His Word and find encouragement for our walk of life, isn't it? What a blessing we have. Let's not take it for granted. Well, life is a journey. We are all on a journey. Varying circumstances, each one of us are confronted with as we live our lives. But we know God is able. We trust in Him, we have faith in Him to guide us and bless our lives as we commit our ways to Him. A title for our meditation this morning is, By Faith They Did, By Faith We Will. By faith they did, by faith we will. You Bible scholars recognize Hebrews chapter 11 as what we call the faith chapter. As we turn to the book of Hebrews, we are reminded in the first chapter that we have a blessing in our dispensation for which we need to be grateful. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son Jesus Christ. We live in an era of time when we are instructed and come to a knowledge of God that the old dispensation didn't have. In these last times, spoken of there in Hebrews chapter 1, refers to the time since the time of Christ being here. And that was God's presence to mankind in a whole new dimension. And we believe mankind come to know of God and who God is and God's plan and will for their lives in a whole new way, in addition to the fact that He introduced the new dispensation, the day of grace and forgiveness of sin and experience of life in Christ Jesus. But we turn further into the Scriptures back in Hebrews chapter 11, and we are always kind of awed and impressed with what those men and women of faith were able to do in their lives. And we won't take the time to read them all, but we read of Abel, who was, through faith, he was able to offer a more perfect sacrifice than Cain. It was through faith that Enoch was translated that he should not see death. It was through faith that Noah, being warned of God of things to come, built an ark to the saving of his house. It was through faith that Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he afterward would receive for inheritance. It was through faith that those men of old stepped forward. It wasn't always because they knew what the next step would hold or what the next day would hold, but in faith, they kept going. It was by faith that Isaac, and it was by faith that Jacob, and it was by faith that Elijah, and it was by faith that, and on and on the list in the 11th chapter of Hebrews goes on. Later in the chapter of Hebrews, chapter 11, he finally, after citing Jacob and Isaac and Moses, all those faithful ones, he finally breaks out and says in verse 32 to the end of the chapter, What shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial cruel of mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. What a catalog of experiences we read about there in that short chapter. And again, we read those accounts, and we are in awe of their faith and their trust in God, their unwavering faith in God in the midst of trying circumstances, seemingly impossible circumstances. They went forward in faith, and we need to do the same in our time. By faith they did, by faith we will. Do we have that commitment this morning? That we will lay hold on faith, our faith in God, regardless of the circumstances in life, we will go forward. What is faith? It's unquestionable belief that does not require proof or evidence. Unquestionable belief or faith that does not require proof or evidence. Unquestioning belief in God. Faith rests upon evidence. We believe in God because we have such substantial assurances, such incontrovertible evidences of his existence that all doubt on this point has vanished and we accept it without question. Men cry out against faith, claiming that it is ignorance which prompts people to accept something as a fact without direct and positive firsthand evidence. But their very life belies their calm. Their claim, rather, for there is scarcely a day but they take others' word for things without question, and we do it every day. We take people's word without question. Things that we are not knowledgeable of, we trust their word, and we have faith in what they say. We are surrounded by things or circumstances concerning which we know absolutely nothing except what others have told us. So as Christian faith is essential to Christian life, so faith in the abstract is essential to say to any kind of life. And so we look into the scriptures this morning and we read about those faithful ones of old and we say by faith they did and by faith we will. Now, there's in many respects, many ways this morning as we sit here, we are soft Christians. We are very soft Christians. We have not been severely tested. And when I say that, I understand that some of us more than others have been through trying circumstances. And many of us have faced what we felt like was Red Sea experiences, Mount Carmel experiences. We face them in life. They are so trying. But when you think about those who were sawn asunder, who gave their lives, some of the severest trials that we have faced pale in comparison to that. They gave their lives. They were committed. They had a strong faith. May we be challenged. I say we are soft Christians. I again do not want to underestimate or belittle the trials and the tribulation and the experience that any one of us may have faced. May we be faithful in those circumstances. Well, how does faith come? How does faith come this morning? First of all, faith comes by hearing. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It is God's plan that his people and mankind would be brought to a knowledge of faith and truth through fellow believers, through preaching, through teaching, as we experienced it here this morning. He wants us to become knowledgeable of who he is and how he would have us to live and how he would have us to have faith in him. Well, how do people hear? Romans 10 and verse 14, how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they hear without a teacher, a preacher, a faithful messenger of the gospel and the truth of God. How will they hear? Many people will not hear, except someone put forth effort to speak. So faith cometh by hearing. Will you be faithful in being one of those messengers? Faith cometh by the word of God. By the word of God. Romans 10, 14 through 17. Faith cometh by hearing and by the word of God. As we read the scriptures, we read Hebrews chapter 11. It inspires faith in your and my experience. A greater trust in God, a greater dependence on Him. How does faith come? Faith comes through prayer. Luke 17 and verse 5 says, it's the cry of the disciples there, increase, Lord, increase our faith. You know, sometimes we face experiences and we sense our faith is faltering a little bit. We're not sure how we're going to find our way. And we cry out to God. Lord, increase my faith in you. I want to trust you. And guide me through this experience. God promises to hear that prayer and aid us through those experiences. It was the prayer of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, 30 and 31. And God responded and brought a messenger to him. Do you lack faith this morning? Do you sense a lack of overcoming faith? Pray. If you sense that you lack faith, pray. Do you feel that others should be blessed with a stronger faith? Pray. Do you feel the need of a revival that will bring both saved and unsaved into the realms of a victorious faith? Pray. Pray for faith. Pray that others would have faith. Pray that others would grow in their knowledge of God. How does faith come? It comes by the Spirit, capital letter, Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit. It's interesting to do a study on that. I did years ago, and so I just draw from a minor recollection of that, that it does appear like God gives some a special manifestation of faith. I believe He does. It's a challenge for us to be fully committed to God and all be men and women of faith. Perchance God has blessed some of you here with a stronger faith than others. At the same time, that is no reason or excuse for us to be weak in our faith. But through the years, I have been tremendously challenged by men and women who I sensed they had a strong faith in God that dwarfed my faith. And it was a challenge to me. So God bless each one of you in the dimension of faith that you have. But we should all desire to grow in our faith in God. Let's grow in our faith in God. And I believe the Holy Spirit will aid us in that endeavor. Jesus promised in John chapter 14 that He would send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to guide us into fuller truth and fuller faith, I believe. We believe the Holy Spirit is actively involved in convicting sinners of their sinful ways and drawing them to Christ, and will then also aid them in a growing faith. May we grow by the aid of the Holy Spirit in our walk of life. How does faith come? It comes through the example of other believers. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12 says, "Be thou an example of the believers." Be examples this morning, dear ones, of men and women of faith. Your life impacts others. Your walk of faith inspires others to a walk of faith. Your expressions of faith, your walk of faith, your determined, faithful walk will inspire others. May all of us accept that responsibility. Second part of the message this morning, we'll talk about what faith does in our experience. What does faith do this morning? There are so many things that will not happen outside of faith. But what does faith do this morning? Daniel Kaufman, in his writings, says, faith is the key that unlocks the door to all the blessings of a saved life. The blessings of a saved life come through the channel of faith in God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says in Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. See the differences? If you're of faith, you can be saved. If you believe not, you'll be damned. That's the two routes, faith or to not choose the path of faith. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So may we be of the faith this morning, of faithful ones, have a faith in God. Well, what does faith do? 12 quick points. We'll try to keep them brief. When the preacher says 12 points, clock watchers get nervous. They're just quick, short points. We'll be okay. What does faith do? Number one, it assures salvation. This morning, faith assures salvation. Acts chapter 16 and verse 31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and what will happen? Thou shalt be saved. Very simple teaching. Faith assures us of salvation this morning. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. A simple faith and a simple belief in God. You know, we sit with new converts and we help them to yield their life to Christ. And we teach them to pray and ask God to forgive them, to confess their sins. And we go through those, what we call simple steps of salvation. And at the conclusion of the prayer, you know, it seems so simple that you could almost raise the question, did anything happen? But yes, according to the scriptures, something happened. You've become saved because you've met what God has asked or required of you to find salvation in Jesus Christ through faith. You know, again, you sit with that individual who didn't know God or hadn't yielded their life to God before, and you explain to them the simple steps of the new birth and salvation. It seems so simple. And it's not like we can physically place Jesus there before them and forgive them for their sins. There's a lot of faith things happening in those steps. And we do the best we can as parents, as pastors, wherever we find ourselves in guiding a neighbor or whoever it might be that is yielding the life to Christ. And we try to help them to have faith that God hears the prayer of the penitent, that God answers the prayer, and he will fulfill his promises. But it's all through faith. It's all in faith. It assures of salvation. Secondly, it assures a place in the family of God. Faith assures us a place in the family of God. John 1 and verse 12, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. To become the sons of God. Sons and daughters of God this morning. What a privilege, through faith, as we come to know him and grow in our knowledge of him. It's so precious. Galatians 3 and verse 26, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. There's so much that depends on your faith here this morning, your Christian walk. They walk by faith. So will we walk by faith. May we grow in that faith. Lord, increase our faith. Number three, it ensures justification. Acts chapter 13 and verse 39, by him all that believe are justified. All that believe are justified. All that believe are just as though they had never sinned. Do you believe that this morning? Do we believe that? By faith we do. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, if we confess our sins and ask for forgiveness and turn from our evil and wicked ways and walk in truth and holiness, by him all that believe are justified. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, being justified by faith. It's through faith that we are justified. Romans chapter 3 and verse 28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. It is through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ that we are justified. And we can stand before a holy God, walk before a holy God, live before a holy God in peace and joy. Which is point number 4. It brings joy and peace. What does faith do? It brings joy and peace. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8. Though now we see him not, yet believing, we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Is that your experience here this morning? If you're experiencing that joy unspeakable and full of glory, it should be flowing from your life. That's a whole another subject. But this morning, the basis of all that is our believing in Jesus Christ and making it real in our lives. It brings joy and peace. We had that verse already in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. That is brought about through faith. Praise his name. Number 5, it secures healing for the body. We could turn to James chapter 5. There we have the passage that invites us to, if we are sick or afflicted, to call for the elders and to be anointed. The prayer of faith, James chapter 5 tells us, the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise him up. The prayer of faith, the prayer of trust, the prayer of belief and confidence in God. The day of miracles, even the healing of the body, is not just something of the past. It's something of the present. And let's keep it alive in our personal experiences, in the small things of life, if you will, that we would take those burdens and those afflictions and whatever it might be to God in faith and trust and belief that he hears and will heal or answer our petition in his all-wise sovereign way. We serve a sovereign, all-powerful God. Has no limitations. Most times his limitations are a result of our weak faith, perhaps. A challenge and test for each one of us. We do know that we need to always pray according to the will of God. God has a sovereign plan for each of our lives and the details of our lives, and we commit them to him. But we do believe a prayer of faith can secure healing for the body in our time. Number 6, it affords a shield to the Christian. Faith affords a shield to the Christian. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Wow, that's quite a promise. Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. The shield of faith. May we faithfully use that shield. The darts are flying all the time from the evil one. He is intent in destroying every child of God. He knows that his eternal doom is sealed, and he wants to take as many people with him as he can. But as the children of God, as Christians here this morning, if we will take the shield of faith, we can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Full victory. Praise his name. Number 7, it puts an end to boasting. Faith puts an end to boasting. Romans chapter 3 and verse 27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. The law of faith. We recognize here this morning that in ourselves we have no strength. We are not equal to the power of the evil forces that are surrounding us. And so this morning we have nothing to boast in our own strength or our own abilities or our own provisions or our own anything. Our sufficiency, our power, our victory, whatever we have is of God through faith. It's in God through faith, through our Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. We may not boast in our own accomplishments, but alone in what God has given us and done for us. It puts an end to boasting. Our focus and the attention that would come to us, we direct back to God and give Him the glory. Faith brings an end to boasting. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. A man or woman who walks in faith and gives a clear testimony that all he is or has or ever will be is because of his faith and trust in his walk with God. It's not about me. Not I, but Christ be honored, loved, exalted. Not I, but Christ be seen, be known. May Christ be seen in your life through a walk of faith. Number 8, the Christian is guided through faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 says, we walk by faith, not by sight. You know, we trust in God. We commit to walk in His ways. And sometimes we don't always understand what that next step might be. But we commit it to Him and we step forward in faith and trust in Him. We walk according to the principles of God's Word. If we are to walk by sight, we walk according to this world, that verse would tell us. But we don't walk according to this world. We walk according to the ways of God by faith. Walking by faith, our heavenward steps are directed by our trust in God. Does it flow from your lips? Does it flow from your life that you are walking a walk of life that is in full trust and confidence of the God that you surrendered and given your life to? That's a daily challenge, to give that testimony that you are walking a life of faith and trust in God. You are trusting God to guide you and to direct you. It may not always be what we would choose, but let's trust our ways to Him. And number 9, it's through faith that we are sanctified. We are sanctified through faith. Acts chapter 26 and verse 18, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith. All that is accomplished by faith this morning. The sanctification work of redemption is accomplished through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. May He continue to open eyes and turn people from darkness to light, to the gospel of our salvation, that they might be sealed with that sanctification, with that inheritance through faith. Praise His name. Number 10, it binds us to God. Faith binds us to God. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. After ye heard the word, committed your life to the gospel of your salvation, after ye had believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. It binds us to God. It draws us to Him and holds us to Him. It glues us to Him. Yes, we continue to have choices in life. We must continue to pursue that way of holiness, that walk with God through faith. But that scripture here assures us that after that we have believed, we can be sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. The Holy Spirit in our lives to guide us and to keep us. Praise his name. Number 11, it assures power. The walk of faith, as they walked in faith, so we will be walking in faith. It assures of power. We looked at those wonderful accounts, and we almost get the idea sometimes there in Hebrews 11 as we read about Enoch and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, that they were superhuman. But the scriptures remind us that Elijah was a man of like passions as we are. He prayed that it wouldn't rain, and it rained not for the course of, what, 3.5 years? He was a man of like passions as we are. He was a man of faith, though. And I believe we have men and women of faith here this morning. So let's not ever conclude when we read Hebrews 11 that they were superhuman. They were men of like passions as we are. By faith they did, by faith we will. In our time, I don't know what the challenges are that we will face in the future, but we want to put our faith and trust in God. Number 11 there is, it assures of power. Matthew 17, verse 20, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. What were the first four words of that verse? If ye have faith. If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say. Lord, increase our faith. God wants to remove mountains in our life's experiences. He wants to remove mountains of fear. He wants to remove mountains of doubt. He wants to remove mountains of the seeming impossible, whatever it might be. And he assures us power. If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. You know, Jesus prayed that the cross experience would be removed, but then he finally, in brokenness, said, not my will, but thine be done. And he yielded his life there on the cross. Mark 9, verse 23 says, all things are possible to him that believeth. Lord, increase my faith. There is an inseparable connection between faith and power. Mountains of difficulty vanish before the power of the prayer of faith. May the Lord increase our faith. Point number 12, it assures overcoming power. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The victory that overcometh the world. Are you experiencing that overcoming power this morning? By faith they did, by faith we will. We live in what we believe are the end times. All around us on every hand are things that could alarm us. Around us on every hand are things that could cause us to fear. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I don't know what this afternoon will bring. But I know who does and who holds all that future in his hand. Noah, being warned of God, prepared an ark for the saving of his house because he was a man of faith and he believed what God said was going to come, was going to happen. Had he ever experienced it before? No, he hadn't. Enoch was translated, Hebrews 11 tells us. He did not experience death because he walked with God. He was a man of faith. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all those patriarchs, they didn't know what they were committed to, but they knew they were committed. They were committed for whatever it would be. By faith they did, by faith we will. Therefore, my beloved brethren, sisters, be ye steadfast, unmovable, Always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Stay close to God. Have a strong faith in Him. Hold on to God's hand. Keep a strong faith, and He will see you through. May God bless you. Shall we kneel for prayer?